This Tour SA radio destination takes us a little bit west of Port Lincoln. Around about the 2.5 hour mark, you'll find yourself approaching Venus Bay. And, well, clearly, you need to then stop off, and that's where the Port Kenny Hotel comes in. Jane, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks, Ben. Yourself?
Oh, we're living the best part of the world, and we're coming into the best time of the year to be in the best part of the world. You can't go wrong.
Definitely can't.
And you have got a awesome location, don't you, for the Port Kenny Hotel?
We do. We look out on beautiful Venus Bay, sit in the bar or the dining room, looking out over the water.
And the Eyre Peninsula, we are wonderful because pretty much everywhere is like a little sort of local secret to an extent. People may have heard of Streaky Bay, or they may have heard of Venus Bay, but the number of people that haven't visited yet, but it's on their to-do list, it needs to be moved to the top of the to-do list, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have the most spectacular coastlines around here.
And especially at this point in time, because as the weather starts to warm up, it's a case of, well, guess we're going for a swim. Well, guess we're going for a fish. Well, guess we might go and stop off for a cheeky coldie.
Then you've got to come to the Port Kenny Hotel.
You beauty. You've been around for a little while, haven't you? The old pub, it's when was it established originally?
The pub turned 80 this
80?
Year.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, it was a big birthday. She's 80 years old, got all the character that goes with an 80-year-old pub.
Oh, you can't beat that. Because of your location, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a bit of a top spot when it comes to local seafood and local produce, aren't you?
Absolutely. All of our seafood is local. We actually had a delivery of fish this morning caught in Venus Bay, brought in by the fisherman who lives over the road. You can't get more local than that.
You genuinely can't. I mean, that's fantastic. If you were fancying a spot of lunch or maybe a bite to eat for tea, you can pop in either 12 till 2 for lunch or 6 till 8 p.m. for dinner. And you've even got accommodation on site. So if you do, say, you know, maybe you started having yourself a bit of tea and got a wee bit carried away on a couple of coldies, you can actually stay at the hotel.
You can. We have 4 guest rooms in the hotel, and we have 10 shearers' quarters available. So budget accommodation up the back there. And we also have a self-contained cottage.
Oh, handy.
Nice. So for the couple who wants to get away for a weekend, look after themselves in their own little cottage.
Perfection.
Perfect spot.
The front bar has a bit of a uniqueness to it, doesn't it?
It does. The front bar is inlaid with abalone and scallop shells. Absolutely magnificent. And lots of photographs taken of that front bar.
You know, you're sitting there having a couple of quiets and, well, you're pretty much on the beach when you've got abalone shells set into the bar itself.
That's exactly right. And to top it off, the front of the bar, the panelling along the front, is local Calca granite.
Oh, see, it's so good because you guys are so proudly local. Everything about it is just, it's local, local, local. And it's
local.
One of the great things about the Eyre Peninsula, we're so proud of where we live. And we really want to share it with people. And yet we just need to basically say, hey, you need to come down and explore.
Oh, you absolutely do. I mean, I'm telling all my family and friends back in Brisbane, because we came over here not quite 12 months ago, that they've got to come to the Eyre Peninsula.
It's one of those great things, isn't it, where people go, oh, yeah, South Australia, we should go and experience the Eyre Peninsula. I hear good things. And then people come and, well, I suspect you're probably one of these people. I know I am. You don't leave.
That's exactly right. We have no plans to leave.
It's because it's so good. What's the best way for people to touch base with you at the Port Kenny Hotel?
Okay, we have a Facebook site, portkennyhotel.com, or they can email me, jane.mcdonald@portkennyhotel.com, or good old-fashioned telephone.
What's one of those? Well, that's what the young people say.
And landline. We have landline.
Oh, really old school. I'm rating it.
Really old school. So that's 8625-5004.
Oh, Jane, it's almost too easy to get in touch. It's well worth the trip to go and have yourself a cheeky coldie. They're very cold beers, and you can't beat a cold beer on a hot summer's day.
They are very cold beers. Come in for a cold. Come in for some beautiful, fresh Venus Bay prawns as well.
It's official. I quit. I'm going to the pub. Thank you very much for joining us on this Tour SA radio destination, Jane. Can't wait to catch up for a couple of quiets over the fantastic front bar with those abalone seashells set into it. And, you know, maybe spend a couple of nights in, say, the Fisherman's Cottage as well.
We look forward to seeing you soon.